on this Wednesday morning, as I am every Wednesday. I can't believe it's Wednesday already. Where did the week go? I am here with USD 383 school board member Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. They will be with us for the first half hour. Last half hour, we'll have Riley County GIS and IT Director Kevin Hauser in to talk about some cybersecurity issues and a personal story on that topic related to my dear mother that we'll talk about in that last half hour. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call at 785-537-1350. Now, it's time to talk schools. Again, I am here with USD 383 school board member Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. You notice this is the thing I do now anytime I have a school folks on.
Yeah, that's new. That's new. That's a flash from the past for me.
All right. Got a lot going on at USD 383 now that school's kind of in full swing now, right?
It is in full swing. We've got students in the buildings and teachers teaching and good things happening at our district.
Got a work session at 5 p.m., and I understand that facility study is going to be one of the real big topics.
Yep, we've had an architect team working on a long-term facilities planning process that's taken place over the last year, actually. So this is the time they kind of bring what they've compiled all along, and it's not the final report, but it's getting closer to that final report that they're going to give us on some recommendations and some needs going forward for our district. So we've got a lot of things to hash out, and that's a culmination of a lot of meetings and a lot of input sessions.
Right. I brought show and tell, Brady. I always kind of do.
Oh, good.
And what we have here is lots of data, lots of information to help us make those critical decisions for the next few years and into the future.
And is that the main topic of the work session tonight? Anything else?
Yeah, that's the topic of the work session. Work sessions have to be content specific because it's outside of the regular meeting. Regular meeting starts at 6:30, so we'll be meeting with that team for about an hour and a half, and it'll take every bit of that, I think, to go over that.
There'll be good dialogue that happens among the board members with the consultants and talking back and forth as far as where we're moving in the future, what buildings need to be built, how do we need to update the buildings we currently have, all those kind of details as we work through this.
And what are the things you've found so far?
Oh, there's been a lot of things. I think you can start at the bottom with early childhood. You know, basically 10 years ago, early childhood and preschool programs were not much of a consistent thing in our district and even across the state, and they've really jumped in what they've done. And that puts a different stress on your facilities than you had before, and everything else adjusts to that. We've talked about adding on space at the middle schools and moving sixth grade up there. That's been one of the conversations or one of the thoughts they've looked into as one of the solutions or temporary solution to some of our crowding problems at the elementary schools. And probably the biggest thing is our ninth grade campus and our 10-12 campus, Manhattan West and Manhattan East, is, you know, ninth grade campus serves kids really well, but it's difficult building, and it's got a lot of work that needs to be done to it. It wasn't touched very heavily in the last bond issue, so it's going to be an issue we're going to have to deal with and work with.
And on this facility study, I know it's a pretty routine thing. How often do you do the facility study?
Oh, this is kind of unique in that it's a master plan that helps us go, you know, 20, 30 years out, which is always hard to predict, right, Brady? I mean, it's one of those things where we know where we're at right now. Things could change in 5 years, but it's predictions. We know that we've got large classrooms right now, larger than we want. We want the student-teacher ratio to be down so that those, especially in the younger grade levels, elementary school grade levels, that kids are getting more of the attention they need than at the high school level, where the classes can be, you know, 28 to 32 size. So looking at all this data and deciding how are we moving forward as a community, how are we growing, where are we growing, what parts of the community are growing the most, the fastest, how do we look with a vision of 2025, you know, and beyond 2025, because that's that's what, 7 years from now. That's not even that far from now. But how do we get things, because we know we're continuing to grow, but grow well.
And is a lot of this space and population based, or is some of it older facilities? I'm assuming maybe a combination of both.
Absolutely, a combination of both. You know, some things were addressed in the last bond issue, some things weren't.
And as Eric said, the Ninth Grade Center was not addressed in the last bond issue. Things were done to it, updates were done to it, but more needs to be done to it. It's a historical building. It was where the high school and the junior high were, and they were built together. My kids affectionately referred to it as Hogwarts because the stairs all go and to make it ADA accessible. And how do we use that building? How do we keep that building in our community, use it well, and still give kids a quality education? Because the classroom matters. The physical structure of the classroom matters for those kids as they learn. So how do we touch that Ninth Grade Center? How do we update it and do it cost effectively? I mean, obviously, if we had a generous donor and we could do it with an unlimited budget, there'd be a number of things I would love to do. But we have to do it within cost restraints of the monies that we're enabled to use. So
if that were the issue, you could probably make it look exactly like Hogwarts.
Right,
if you wanted
right,
to.
Exactly,
probably could.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'd be pretty close.
Yeah.
When was, I guess, refresh us a little bit on the last bond issue, when that was and what some of those things covered.
2008, mm-hmm. I believe that was before I got here, but probably about half of the was the additions onto the Manhattan West campus, the two big wings and a lot of updates. And a lot of the elementary schools were brought up. Elementary equity was a big thing. Some of the downtown schools and the older schools, Lee was expanded from a small elementary to a large elementary by going up and adding some levels to it. But a lot of more security issues and basically updates to where if you go into those older elementary schools, they've been updated fairly well.
And one of the things we did with the elementary schools that the public should be aware of is we added gyms. But what we didn't do well is we didn't add them large enough to be able to do tournaments and other things, because you can't even have a bench or fan base in those gyms that went, like at Marlette Elementary specifically. I know that one well. So what's coming up in the agenda later in the evening is we've got the Parks and Rec Department coming to talk to us about the sales tax initiative. And this is all working together because those two, what's on that sales tax initiative is that it would be building space gymnasiums at Anthony and Eisenhower. And they would be built large enough to not only accommodate the school during the school day, but the weekends and evenings accommodate the community and the needs of the community.
All right, let's go ahead and take our first break of the hour about that time. We'll come back and we'll talk more with USD 383 School Board member Marsha Rozelle and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed right here on News Radio KMAN.